20 minutes before 9. This is Patty Handyside, CKLW 2020 News. Ford says workers at its Ypsilanti and Rosenville parts plants vetoed other suppliers to land new business that will save over 550 jobs. The Ypsilanti plant won a contract to supply Ford's North American auto operations with distributorless ignition systems for six-cylinder engines. Earlier this month, Rosenville employees won a contract to supply Ford assembly plants with a newly designed wiper motor and engine parts. The Senate tonight approved a sweeping energy bill that stresses conservation and alternate fuels as remedies for foreign oil dependence. The bill downplays the role of new production in a major blow to big oil companies. Vice President Dan Quayle says Pat Buchanan has no chance of winning the GOP presidential nomination despite his strong showing in New Hampshire. Quayle spoke in Minnesota where he's attending a series of fundraisers. Prime Minister Mulroney has washed his hands of responsibility for more than half of the country's current $420 billion debt. Speaking in the House today, the Prime Minister stated that every nickel of the $220 billion increase in the debt since he took power in 1984 was compound interest on the debt inherited from the Liberals. Prime Minister Mulroney held a meeting yesterday with members of the delegation heading to upcoming GATT talks in Europe, but he upset the Quebec Farmers Union by saying he could no longer protect dairy, poultry, and egg producers. As a result, the Quebec farmers bailed out of the delegation. In the Supreme Court review of the David Milgaard case, testimony tomorrow will come from a man who's been referred to as a habitual liar. The man is George Lapchuk, whose ex-wife says he admitted lying during the trial that sent Milgaard to jail 22 years ago. In sports, the queen of ski slopes for Canada, Karen Lee Gartner, is back in Canada. Lee Gartner and her husband Max arrived in Calgary this afternoon, where they were greeted by family and residents of BC and Alberta. The city is set to hold a big welcoming reception for Lee Gartner this weekend. 30,000 Calgarians and others are expected to attend. 2020 News Time is 8:41.
Listen and win. That's right. Listen to Dave Prince in the morning and you can win a freezer. The legendary CKLW is helping M&M Meat Shop celebrate their 100th store opening. And M&M Meat Shops will fill that freezer with a variety of flash frozen products, including gourmet meats, fish, pasta, and much more. So listen to Dave Prince and win. Each qualifier will receive a gift certificate from M&M Meat Shops and the legendary CKLW.
Now, honestly, somewhere between the evening news and your favorite reruns, you've got some spare time, right? Well, if you'll spend some of that time with a National Dynamics language program, we'll have you speaking and understanding Spanish, French, Italian, German, or Japanese in 30 days. No books, no classes. Just our audio tapes in your home, car, or portable cassette player. Call this number today, 1-800-545-1985. That's 1-800-545-1985. Now, really, how many reruns can you watch?
Motor City weather just ahead of much more music and Rick Hamilton. Rain or wet snow this evening, a low of 26. Sunshine tomorrow morning and some afternoon clouds with a high of 38. Right now in Detroit, it's 38, 37 in Windsor. This is Patty Handyside, CKLW 2020 News.
CKLW.